This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You know what that music means. It's time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline.
It's Yacht Rock O'Clock?
Yes. It's time to talk to the good doctor, Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jerry, thank you as always for your time. We'll get to the podcast. We'll get to the Orioles in a minute. But I do have to tell you, I got multiple texts and calls on Saturday telling me you were the star of the Preakness. That you seem to position yourself in such a way that you got more airtime after the race than the horse itself.
So you weren't watching live when it occurred?
I took the kids out to dinner, so no, I did not. I did look up and I did see you at one point, yes.
That's a shame. Apparently, according to the ratings, there were at least 5 million people around the country were watching. I think I heard from a third of those people. My phone just started to go crazy around 7:15 p.m., and I think the last words I said to you the last time I was on was, hopefully the security at Pimlico would continue to look the other way.
They
and
obliged.
They did just that. They did just that. And, you know, I tested the security on Black Eyed Susan Friday, found it to be somewhat lackluster as I was into tents that I shouldn't have been in.
Wow.
And then that continued into Saturday.
Nice.
And then the race comes and goes, and I walk out onto the track and don't see anyone in terms of security around, and I see NBC setting up, and I want to get this interview with the trainer.
Not the horse?
He has to speak. No.
Yeah, what did journalism have to say?
The horse was off limits. Journalism wasn't shedding much. Journalism was just doing his thing and wanted a carrot. But the trainer was right there, and so was I, remarkably, and no security, and there I was, probably for too much airtime, but man, I received a lot of texts and calls and messages saying, get the hell off my television. You're ruining my experience.
Well, Jerry, you always talk up the spread leading up to Preakness. Did it live up to the hype?
It did, Tim. And I have to tell you, I was in a tent, and I'm not going to mention who from that company that you work for was in that tent. But
no, you can get
on
me.
Friday and Saturday, well, some of the higher-ups, and you know, the tickets Friday, I think, were like $500-$600 to be in that tent. But on Preakness Day, there were 1,000 a person.
Wow.
And I asked just to find out because I was wondering what I was eating, what the value was for this experience. So I got my money's worth. I had a fabulous time. I think I shot you guys some pictures. And then there was the party by the Stakes Barn afterwards. So you got to wait for the traffic to die down and all that. So I had to nosh on some of that before leaving. So it was a very productive Preakness 150. And the fact that, you know, it's kind of a welfare check when people around the country see me on television, they're wondering, am I living? Am I still around? You know, am I still prospering?
Yes.
Well, there's your update.
Well,
there I am. I'm sitting there on television waiting to talk to the trainer.
Did any people from Buffalo tweet it?
Oh, yeah, great question.
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. No, that would have been a terrific trolling experience for them. They like to make fun of certain features I have, and they could have done that, especially with the horses around. But
yeah.
No one took that opportunity, and that's a ship that sailed by. A lot of things, you know, Buffalo misses out on besides championships.
Oh, wow.
I feel like we've buried the lead here because you are the preeminent Baltimore-based sports journalist of our time, but dare I say,
all time.
Of any time.
Yes.
Of any time.
Fair.
The IA Memorial, I guess it's not Memorial because you're alive, but it's the IA Memorial Hall of Fame is named after Dr. Jerry Aloysius.
The late, great Jerry Coleman.
So surely being the ambassador of upstanding sports journalism that you are, you had the mortgage on journalism the horse, no?
I did. I tweeted out the picture. I posted it.
Sorry,
I had
I missed
a whole $10 bet. $10 bet on journalism, which paid $10. So, you know, I walked away with an extra 10 from Pimlico.
You didn't have exacta boxes going? You didn't have trifectas? You just had one? I'm supposed to believe you had one $10 bet.
Not buying that either.
On this horse that was a favorite.
The truth. And here's why you can appreciate it now that you've started your own gambling site.
Is
because
bet.
I gamble heavily.
Check
on
it out.
Sports.
Noon on my Twitter tomorrow. Beltway Ben's on a heater. So am I. The Burge is going to join us tomorrow.
Today. I took a few notes. I'll let you know if I win. But
we're keeping
because
score.
Because sports gambling is so prevalent now, you know, horse racing is kind of in the background for me.
Yeah.
Even on Preakness Day, I'm looking at my phone at baseball and basketball and other events
highlight
that are going on.
From the water polo.
From the WNBA to tennis. I bet on it all, including some table tennis occasionally at 2 in the morning.
What are you best at?
He's not.
I would say tennis. Mm. I think I'm a pretty good tennis wagerer.
Okay.
We're talking with Jerry Coleman's Inside Access here on the fan. Well,
we'll have you on.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
We'll have you on one of the bet during one of the majors.
Yeah, yeah. What about this pathetic baseball team, Jerry? They're on their way to possibly losing their ninth in a row. They fired the manager. Just thoughts on the Orioles.
Manzolino looks like the man for the job.
I
think he might be here longer than Brandon Hyde.
Can you imagine if Jerry went to a Manzolino press conference and was asking
those
tough
questions? He would run away scared.
First of all, the first time I saw him hold the press conference, I just had to wonder who was talking. I didn't even know who it was. And then I listened to him. And some of the things he, I mean, the deer in the headlights
points,
look and
Jerry.
All that. It is baffling. But the Bush's thing, in my opinion, was Mike Elias going on the road to hold a press conference.
Mm.
And we are in such a soft-ass media market. I am sorry. But you don't do that. That is atrocious. Don't tell me how hectic it is for 2 or 3 days where you go to Milwaukee and wait until you have 4 beat writers around you, 2 who may be sympathetic towards everything you have to say and give your spiel as to what happened. No, you sit in the auxiliary clubhouse like a professional, like predecessors have done, mm-hmm. and explain your decision. That's where you hold it, in the auxiliary clubhouse. You don't sit in the dugout and let everyone cram in around you either, because that's not a good look for the Orioles in terms of trying to, you know, put their spin on things. You don't want that guy sitting in a dugout with you know, Masson people sitting right up next to him. That's a bad look altogether. That should have been held in that auxiliary clubhouse when the Orioles were in town, not when they're on the road 2 or 3 days later. Don't tell me how hectic it is. And I would tell that to any GM in this town. That was Bush League.
Jerry, how much do you think ownership really stepped in for this Brandon Hyde decision?
Have no idea, Tim. No one does. No one has any clue. I've had people come up and tell me, don't worry, Rubenstein's keeping an eye on things and he's going to fix things. He should have fixed things already by now. This group should have stepped in and done a lot more than just get Mr. Splash more space or move the left field wall around. I'm sorry. The sound system should have been repaired during the offseason, and so should have the video board. They waited a little too long. The Ravens move a lot swifter in some departments than the Orioles, in my opinion. As far as what he's doing and the rest of the ownership, I don't know, because they haven't conveyed anything except that opening press conference, which was such a disaster last year when they bought the team. I was lucky enough to get one question, and then they shut it down after like 3 or 4 questions. And since then, hasn't been really pressed on much. And, you know, I mean, everyone thought it was great that they were bringing new local ownership in, and maybe that will be the case. But we're not seeing much evidence of that right now. And I understand why the fan base is irate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Have you wagered on the Ravens at Buffalo week one? Lines are out now that we've got the schedule.
Have you
gotten in on that?
No, I'm fading the Orioles every day and winning off that right now because
yeah, I'm living off of that.
You just don't know. Well, between the Rockies,
yes,
the Orioles, and the White Sox, teams that just
White Sox are a little tricky.
You know, just don't want to win sometimes, especially the Rockies and the White Sox, but. As far as the Bills game, I don't know what's going to happen injury-wise between now and then, Jason. I just think that's a risky proposition to make these. I know a lot of the sharp guys do get down and get some great numbers and all that, but I like to wait until we get a little closer to the event.
Plus, that will allow you more time to influence the market with your guerrilla-style media attacks on the Western New York area. And their
City
last,
of losers.
The last, you know this is the last year they're playing in that hellhole.
Yeah.
This is the last year in that dump of a stadium. So you got to get your licks in.
To Toronto, finally.
I'm moving across the street to like the $2 billion, like state of the art, yada yada yada.
Yeah, I haven't been a visitor to that area in a while since I got lost driving home from Rich Stadium while I was in college back in the '90s. So
couldn't get back to Ithaca.
It's been a minute. Driving back to Ithaca, yes, from Buffalo. The drive went awry because I have no sense of direction.
That
hasn't changed.
We went the wrong way. Let's just put it, we were closer to Canada.
I was going
to
say, did you end up in Ontario? Did you end up in like Mississauga,
very
Ontario?
Very close until I realized I need to make a U-turn. It was so bad that we went to a Monday night football game, my roommate and myself, and we were coming back. And as we arrived in Ithaca, I remember hearing the radio announcer saying, well, last night at Monday night football, the Bills beat the Rams. I'm thinking, I'm still not home from this game.
Jared, what's going on with the podcast?
Bordy's hot.
Well, we're talking about the Orioles this week. We got Maverick Hanley on, and
nice.
I like the kid.
Me too.
He's a good kid. You know, I mean, he's there to give an effort. Had a lot to say about what's going on in the clubhouse with the firing and all that. We got a big time guest coming on next week.
Ooh,
big time,
bigger than Maverick Hanley?
Yeah, how's that possible?
Yeah, I'd say he's a little bit bigger than Maverick Hanley. This will be an exclusive. This will go viral once we get it going. But check us out at Be More Ball Pod, Be More Ball Pod, and on YouTube at Be More Ball Pod, Be More Ball Pod. When you subscribe, you become instantly eligible for that Lido Pizza gift card.
Yes.
We're giving them away. You just got to prove to us that you have subscribed. And tomorrow, Jason, you should be getting your Lido Pizza gift card.
I'll believe that when I say it.
And it's in the mail.
I think there's a conduit. I think there's an intermediary that's going to be able to hand it to you tomorrow.
Really? Wow. That'll be a big night in the Lock and Four household. And I'm bringing home some food. Did you ask Maverick Hanley when Adley Rutschman forgot how to catch? Did you ask him that?
No, he was so nice talking about Adley. I just didn't have the heart
to do it
to the kid because Adley's been like a mentor to him. And, you know, he was talking about being at Kyle Stowers' bachelor party and hanging out. So, I mean, you know, Adley's been cool to him. Adley's the only really major current Oriole that has never appeared on the Be More Ball podcast.
So whether strive for
the gauntlet Adam has Jones been thrown podcast, down.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We'll let it go. We're fine. We'll be good.
Jer, always a pleasure. We will chat soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, the late, great Jerry Coleman, joining us on the program. Hey, coming up next, The Fresh Take. Great show in the evenings with Beltway Ben and Cordell Woodland. They had Mike Green's former coach, Charles Huff, on. He was formerly at Marshall. Now he's at Southern Miss. Had some interesting things to say about Mike Green. We'll hear them next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.